SBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Hegarty Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oaklawn, Illinois.
Yeah, yeah.
Carol Ann Gallagher.
That's correct.
Personal injury attorney at law.
Yeah. Right.
Joining me as always is my twin brother Billy to my
left.
And to the left of him, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Hello, Clay.
Hi.
I'm Patty Houlihan. Everybody have a nice week. Bill, you have an Army t-shirt on, buzzed head and tan. You look like you just got home from boot camp.
Are you enlisting?
I'm not enlisting anytime soon. No.
Major Guy is your name for the night.
Major Guillermo. I was working on Saturday at Duffy's before I opened the bar, and I was moving around some bottles.
With your shirt that says Army on it?
No, I had a different t-shirt on. I'm getting to the story of the t-shirt. And spilled grenadine, knocked into this bottle of grenadine, and it went all over my shirt. And I was like, I can't 10-bar on this thing all afternoon.
Absolutely not.
So I had about 15 minutes, and I ran down the street to the Army-Navy Surplus.
Oh, yeah, sure.
On Madison Street. Forest Park.
Hashtag Army-Navy Surplus.
Was like, they'll have some decent price t-shirts in there. And they did.
Was Alligator Bob in there?
Alligator Bob was not there. No.
Crying about the fact that he got removed from the job?
I did pick up this shirt for $12. I'll give a shout out to Mike Cody, who owns the Army-Navy Surplus in Forest Park. I don't really know him that well, but his wife, Rita, was a bartender with me at Duffy's for a long time.
Wow. That's right. I know Rita well.
Circle. Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so I'll give them a little plug. Thanks for helping
me
out,
Reese. That place has been there about 50 years.
Yeah, it has. If they hadn't stocked these t-shirts.
In other words, when was that?
That was Saturday afternoon.
You've been wearing it ever since. You've just been all
day. This is the first time since the wash.
It looks very nice. You look like you're in the Army. It's the buzz cut.
Do I look like Demi Moore in that movie, G.I. Jane? Is that what you're trying to say to me?
Sure.
A little bit, sure. We got to take a picture for the internet so everyone can see Bill tonight.
G.I. Jane was a lot prettier than me.
You think you could do the rope climb right now?
Heck no.
No.
No rope climbing with a cigarette?
No.
I did the rope climb. Not too long ago.
For our radio listeners, the United States Army used to have commercials where guys would be climbing ropes, and that's where this reference is coming from.
So my office shares a space with Notre Dame Wrestling.
That's what Trump says to guys when he's walking through the barracks.
Did you do the rope climb yet?
You guys did the rope climb yet? Gotta be doing the rope climb, good.
He's just taking bites out of a Big Mac. You guys did the rope climb?
The rope climb, and what was the other one? It was like, they looked like logs stacked, and you had to climb over.
Oh, yeah. You had to, The log climbing.
The log climbing contest.
But anyway,
I don't know, whatever it is.
They had a rope, and I'm like, let me see if I can do this. And my friend Jim, who I work with, was there, and he's like, I bet you can't do it. So I did, and I got all the way up. And then I let go a little bit, and I burned like a blister out of my hand. It was horrible. And then I dropped 10 feet, and I'm like, I'm too old for this. What am I doing? Should be sleeping right now.
Should be sleeping.
Speaking of sleep, Bill, have you gotten your sleeping apparatus things?
No, I have not gotten the Clipple yet.
Did you order it? Is it on the way?
No, I haven't ordered it yet.
Oh, you're just going free.
I'll wait until Mary turns to me and says, you better order that thing tomorrow or it's curtains, pal.
Yeah, you're waiting for an ultimatum.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't want to. I mean, I don't know. I'll probably get to the Clipple eventually.
She'll get used to your nose music.
Yeah.
Your nose music.
The nose music.
They caught the alligator in Humboldt Park.
Yeah,
we did.
Baby.
We talked about this last week, yeah.
Chance the Snapper, they'd been calling the alligator in the media.
We liked calling him Clipple, but...
Yep.
We had called him Clipple earlier, but Chance the Snapper is quite catchy, I suppose.
Yes, it is.
Sure.
Yeah.
They had to bring a guy in from Florida to do it. Now he's being treated like he just...
Alligator Bob, what did they just be like, we're done with you.
Yeah.
And then, bring in this other guy, and he finds him in, 24, less than 24 hours.
This guy's he looks like he's... He's real hipstery looking. He's got a full beard, a long hipster beard.
He looks like he's in a folk band.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, alligator caught by lead singer of Mumford and Sons. Humboldt Chance the Snapper wrangled by Mumford.
Wrangled by mandolin player from Mumford. So he basically had the smart enough idea to remove the crowd. The crowd is kind of scaring the alligator, so it's not going to come out. So all these people should probably leave.
Yeah.
And then they, like, you know, they taped off the area, and he went in with, like, a fishing pole he bought at Walmart and put, you know, Euros meat on it. Threw it right in, caught the thing in 30 seconds. Walked out and threw the first pitch at the Cubs game, got a deep dish pizza.
Turned on Buckingham Fountain.
Yeah.
So it's like an
he
amazing
ran the opening
run.
Bell at the Board of Trade.
He was actually on a Ferris wheel at Navy Pier with, like, a reporter, and he's interviewing him, and, like, the last thing the reporter
His name
said,
is Frank Robb.
Yes.
By the way, he was brought in by the city Sunday. Never after attempts to catch the gator had failed. We don't hear anything about Alligator Bob.
No, know? he's done.
He's done.
Yeah. Alligator Bob's in a bar in like Lamont right
now. Sitting in a dive bar.
Yelling at the screen.
Telling war stories. Wearing all leather. Alligator skin.
He's like, I did all the hard work. I tired it out. This guy came in. This guy comes in, reels him in. Because I tired that sucker out.
He had the magic touch.
Alligator Bob is not Southern, by the way.
Alligators are like squirrels in Florida. Like, you know, they can just catch them. You walk out of your house and catch one.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. He said the gator, who's been nicknamed, again, Chance the Snapper.
Right.
Okay. That's kind of, you know, hey, so cute, you know, Chance the Snapper. I don't, Plipple was better.
Yes, it was.
Way better.
You're right, Clay. He caught it with one gist of the rod. Rob said the Galligator is in good.
The Galligator.
The Galligator.
An Irish alligator.
The Galligator.
The Galligator.
Noel Galligator here.
Forget Chance the Snapper. Call it Noel Galligator.
Noel Galligator.
Noel Galligator? Is that the lead singer of
Oasis? He's caught in the Lincoln, in the Humboldt Park Oasis Lagoon.
I was just fishing for it. I dropped something in there. I was trying to get it out.
Okay, yes.
He talks like that.
You were saying?
It's the animal is currently in animal control's care, but it will likely be end its life or live out its
end
life.
End its life. It'll eventually take its own life. No, it...
Yeah, it's like I've been through enough. It's
they on, put it in a zoo and it commits suicide.
It's on suicide watch at the zoo right now. No, they actually are sending it... This guy, Frank Robb, in which... You know, that disproves my theory you can't trust a guy with two first names.
Yeah.
Because he can catch a gator if you need one. Yeah. He said that the gator's actually going to this place in St. Augustine, Florida that's like, you know, five-star resort for alligators.
Oh, wow.
They give alligators massages. Yeah. They get in that water with the cucumber in it.
Chance the Snapper's going to get a Cubs tattoo
Yeah.
They oil it up.
They all get oiled up. They get hosed down and oiled up all day, every day. No, but he says it's like the best care for alligators that you could possibly in the whole world. So,
wow,
this thing lucked out.
I mean, it was like winning the lottery.
You know, the city of Chicago should put a. I hope they put a plaque in Humboldt Park with a picture of Chance the Snapper, and you know,
it
tells the story because it's become a piece of Chicago history now.
They should put
Chance the Snapper
a statue.
They should put a statue of that 60 alligator.
60 feet tall.
Gigantic alligator.
Then Alligator Bob, who got fired from the job, is going to feel even worse.
He's grasping at, clutching at the pants of Frank Robb. Please, take me with you.
All three of them are in the
take
statue.
Take me to Florida. Let me learn. That should be
The bronze Michael Jordan statue outside the United States.
Yeah.
It's Frank Robb in the same pose with the alligator in his hand.
In his hand. That's there we go.
Wow.
I love it. I love it. There was a strange little thing that went on there.
It was.
A media frenzy.
Captivated the city for, you know, a good 7 days.
Media frenzy.
Takes your mind off the murders.
Exactly. That's what I think. It was a nice, it was a great summer story. The alligator story.
Yep.
How about the blackout in New York City that happened? Did you see that?
No, I did not.
There was a transformer exploded and took out like 7 other transformers and... probably like 70 blocks in Manhattan were black, dark, nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. And street lights, everything, traffic jams, craziness.
My parents said there was a blackout. I think it was in 78 or
77,
big
blackout. Yeah, that was for 24 hours.
In New York City, yeah.
This was for like maybe 6.
And my dad said it was like the craziest night he'd ever had.
Oh, my God.
Nuts.
I'm sure. Couldn't imagine.
Wonder why they haven't done a movie on that.
Nights.
Blackout.
Every summer night in 1975 in New York City was probably pretty crazy with the lights on.
Well,
I think
77, I think it was during the Summer of Sam.
It was.
Okay. So people were terrified. There was like, there's a blackout in this.
There's a serial killer out there. There's a serial killer out there. Lights are off. Scary.
Yeah.
Right.
Well. I saw something strange today. It was raining today.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a guy watering his grass in the rain.
Okay.
It's a little weird, you know?
It might be something
like
I would
something
do.
Like Jim Morrison would do. Watering the rain.
Yeah.
Good Lord, we went from Son of Sam to a fictitious Jim Morrison song called Watering the Rain.
Jim Morrison's neighbor. Jim, what are you doing out there? Watering the rain. Yeah.
Who's Jim Morrison's neighbor?
Anybody.
I don't know. That's a good sitcom right there. Jim Morrison's neighbor.
No, Jim Morrison lives next door to Alligator Bob.
There we go. Jim Morrison, Alligator Hunter.
Jim Morrison, Alligator Hunter is where it's at, right there.
This is the end of your reign in Humboldt Park.
Yeah. Alligator on the storm.
Gators on the storm.
Gators on the storm.
There you go, Bill.
Boy. Yeah. Well, I know that I hope this alligator goes to that resort
we're
in St. Augustine,
yeah.
Florida.
I mean, it's got quite a bit of time on this show.
I want to send it some oatmeal.
You know what we should do?
Yep.
We should visit it.
Why not?
Yeah. See if we can get a picture with it.
1 year later. We got to visit a year from now.
Sure.
Whenever after everyone's
update.
Afraid. Update.
I'll be standing next with a stethoscope feeling its heart. Sounds good.
Actually, I'd like to know, you know, here's probably what I think, you know, could be a possibility.
Yeah, Bill.
I think that when the scientists get down there in Florida and they start, you know, checking Chance out,
yeah,
they're going to come up with some pretty interesting facts about how it was pulled out of its habitat and what it was eating and how its diet was bad.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to come to a conclusion that McCann's Irish oatmeal is what is going to bring it back to
sure,
life.
Right, bring it back.
And so, if you're someone who's swimming over in the Humboldt Park Lagoon, if you want to rejuvenate yourself afterwards, get home.
Yep.
You know, or get over to your local Jewel-Osco, wherever it is. You know, any neighbor, get some.
Get
McCann's.
Home, get to your Jewels, and get some McCann's Irish oatmeal.
Right.
This show's presented by it.
Shovel it in.
More Hooli's Hooli after these messages.
McCann's Irish oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
There's only one Irish pub in the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spent a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks. There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself no. It's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000 or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for, well, for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
Yeah.
Ah, the flute.
Welcome back to the Hooley's Hooley.
Is that a recorder or a flute, you think?
I don't know. I think it's a flute.
Yeah, let's go with that.
It is a flute.
That's actually Jethro Tull.
It's actually it's a dog whistle. It's an amazing little tool.
Yeah. Oh, good bark.
I'll let the dogs out. At the break, I don't know.
That was very accurate.
The dog. I've been working on my dog.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
It sounded... It sounds like the dog in Cool Hand Luke that's Jason Newman.
Is that it?
Over here, boss.
Okay. Barking. On this week's episode, barking.
This week at the Actor Studio, barking.
Yeah. Quiet, everybody.
Alan Weissman can teach you how to bark.
Yeah.
Voice coach Alan Weissman?
That's right.
Yeah, he can. I'll teach you how to bark. I'll teach you how to speak all kinds of different dialects.
I'll teach you how to do English, old English, barking, meowing.
We were leading into something.
We were talking. Oh, I've been working on my dog. We were talking about dogs at the break. I don't know how it happened. The animal dogs.
Yeah, I think it's because we've been captivated by what happened with, you know, Alligator Bob.
Yeah, we're in animal mode.
Animals on the brain.
It's an animal.
My girlfriend got bit by a spider the other day. She thinks that. So it's like, you know, nature is starting to kind of... And animals and
they're
insects.
Taking over.
It's summertime. It's hot.
Getting angry. Yep. The animals.
Yeah, they're restless.
So what do you got?
Well, anyway, I came home from a new position that I started.
Oh, congrats.
Week. Yeah. My son Mike was like, he's like, let's wrestle, you know? And I was like,
done.
No, I was like, oh, man, I don't want to wrestle. You know, like I just sit down for a few minutes here.
Yeah.
Get situated. He's like, come on, wrestle. So we go upstairs, and he's like, I'm Brock Lesnar, you know, and he like runs at me, and he asks me to body slam him on the bed and
nice.
Tackle him and stuff. And he goes, at some point, he goes, be a dog. I go,
yeah.
And I'll tackle him and go,
Nice.
Yeah. And he giggles and laughs, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he's like, man, your dog is good. You got a good dog.
Yeah. You know? You got a good dog.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's one thing I'm good at, ladies and gentlemen, dog impressions.
He talks like a southerner, too, when he compliments you.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I've been working on my dog, and then somehow we went outside and we started talking about dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Bill, you came up with a topic. Clay, you were saying, Clay, we know, our listeners know that Clay has never been a dog person on
no,
this show.
I'm not a big dog guy.
You've talked about it in past episodes.
When I was a kid, I was probably like 7-ish, my neighbors had a dog and kind of like nipped at me. And I was like, you know what? I don't need this.
Yeah.
Why do people own animals? I don't get it. I don't understand.
You turned completely.
I turned. I go, I'm anti. Plus, my dad was always pushing, because my dad had a dog when they were on the West Side, when they were kids.
Uh-huh.
And did an Airedale, which is like a...
I know what an Airedale is.
And no one, and his name was Sandy. And no one picked up after their dog. So in their backyard, it was just like
dog crap
a minefield of dog droppings.
Of Sandy's Airedale turds.
Yeah. And and it was like known as like the smelly yard in the neighborhood.
Ah.
The O'Brien backyard.
He was always pushing like anti-dog, anti-dog. So we never asked for one. I never had
when we were growing
one.
Up, our buddy Sean Tulin, they had a dog, Misty.
Misty, yes. Misty. Named after the cigarette.
Named after the cigarettes that Mrs. Tulin smoked.
Correct.
She smoked Misty's.
Correct.
God
and bless.
Misty, like they had a yard that was riddled with
Misty. I feel
Misty
like that
turds.
Dog was alive for like 30 years.
It probably was. We'll call Tulin this week.
My kids haven't really pushed a dog. They're not into it. My neighbors have a dog that barks like a lot. It's a German Shepherd.
Yeah.
And the guy he's a Chicago policeman, so I'm not gonna really confront him about the dog.
Yeah.
But it does bark a lot. But their house did try to get broken into too, so I kind of have sympathy for him.
Dogs are cool. I like dogs. But like the responsibility of it with kids.
Hill talking to a pet store owner.
Correct.
That was beautiful.
Dogs are cool.
Dogs are cool. I like dogs. Yeah.
They are.
Unbelievable.
They're man's best friend. I've never had like.
You sound like you're being questioned for a dog murder.
Exactly.
And you want to go the complete other direction.
This is my confession of that I didn't.
I didn't do it. Yeah. No. I went. Right. Dogs are cool. No, dogs are cool. I got no problem with dogs, man.
Yeah, sure.
So let me make a phone call.
Yeah. Well, I don't know any veterinarians. I don't know anybody. Like I don't.
I've never bought dog food.
Right. Right. Well. I was getting to the point where my dad would always say to us too, big responsibility and I don't want to deal with it.
Have
you
ever fallen in love with another man's dog?
No. I have never fallen in love with another man's dog.
I have.
Clayton Christofferson.
I have. Because I used to live with people who had dogs and you become attached to the dog.
You do. Kinda. The dog gets to know you pretty well.
Yeah, you know, when it comes and lays on you, you kind of feel nice, you know?
Sure.
Loved.
Yeah.
Especially if it's like kind of a crazy dog and it's you don't expect cool it to be nice. Yeah, so you know which dog I'm talking
You're
about.
You're talking about Kuma.
I am talking about Kuma.
Yeah. Kuma the pit bull.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Kuma was in my life for a while. I had to walk Kuma and take him out. So I became attached to Kuma.
Yeah. So he got won over. But then post-Kuma, was it post-Kuma or pre-Kuma that you were on your way to work and were chased? But you told me the story outside. You're like,
I was confronted by a large dog. Yeah, I was walking to the Green Line and it was like 6 o'clock in the morning and all like around the corner comes this giant, I don't know what they're called. It's like black, white, and brown. It's a huge furry dog and it came running right at me.
St. Bernard?
Yeah, kind of like that. And then some guy out of nowhere is like, ah, Murphy or something. And the thing turned around and like did a 180 and completely went the other direction. But it like, my heart stopped. I was like I'm going to get attacked by this giant dog.
So, and I said to you, well, I wonder if you're allowed to as a civilian because so many people.
Defend yourself?
What if somebody just turned around and just shot the dog, you know, on the way to work and went, ah.
Yeah, but what if it was a situation like mine where the dog wasn't even going to do anything because the owner yelled its name and you've now shot the innocent dog.
And you said to me,
you can't take it back once you've done it.
No, and you said the penalties of a crime of that nature
is the same as if you were to do it to a person.
I don't know if that's
pretty
true.
Close. No, it is. I'm serious.
But we were talking about the fact that
Glenn Lerner told me that.
How many dog killers are in prison? You know, that's
thousands.
Like, I'm sure, but like, what kind of time? And we said at the end of that, I said, do you think anyone, there's such a thing as a dog hitman?
Absolutely. I'm like, sure there is.
All he does is assassinate animals, people's pets.
Any animal. You got a goldfish that needs to be whacked out. He'll take care of it for you. Wow. He basically just walks in your house and flushes it down your toilet.
Pet hitman?
Yeah.
Pet hitman. That's the real pretty deep thinking there.
Pet hitman.
Who plays Pet Hitman?
Oh, man.
It's a movie, you know.
I'd say probably the English guy from Lock, Stock, and...
Jason Statham?
Sure. Yeah, that would work.
We're back to Statham again. Maybe it's because Bill's got the Statham look on.
Here's the thing. You can't...
Where's this goldfish? I'm putting it out of its miserable life.
I'm only a dog killer.
I guess I'll make an exception for this cat. It's been causing havoc in Londonderry.
Yeah. I don't know if the
it's
political,
a British film now.
I feel like this movie could have been
a British Southern film combined.
It's just only British people and people from the South in this.
That's it. Mr. Statham. Let me ask you something. You ever kill a snake?
Wow. I mean, this sounds like a heck of a film.
I'll do anything for a good chuckle.
Sure.
I love this.
You make him sound like the Iceman, Jerry Kuklinski.
There's an explosion in there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
This is an evil man, though. This is
there's
like
Audis. This is a man. There's
Audis.
Audis spinning around corners.
Yeah, it looks like the Fast and the Furious.
No, the other one, the Transporter. There's always Audis. There's animals everywhere. It's crazy.
Boy, is this going really off the rails. I'm not even sure that the audience can even keep up with what just happened.
They'll keep up. Keep up, everybody.
I think the political correctness of this all and everything, like you can't make a movie about that's like, well, I don't know. They make a movie called Hitman about a guy killing humans.
Right. That's
so
what I'm saying.
I guess, yes, you could probably make.
Apparently, you can't cross that line. There was Pet Cemetery. That's kind of about dead pets.
Sure.
They're possessed. They're demons, though.
So it's okay?
I think that's what you have to demonize whoever.
Demonize your dogs.
Well, from a Robert McKee script writing structure course.
Ooh,
here.
Sure.
That's a wonderful, well and grand idea, but you need to demonize the dogs. Otherwise, sure. The audience will have absolutely no empathy for a dog hitman.
You know, the
right, yeah.
The Emmys, the Emmy Awards have been nominated.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we got a couple.
We won an Emmy for our the story about dog killers. We did
the miniseries.
Right, yeah. It was an improvised dog killer movie miniseries radio series.
Remember the miniseries we did with Scott Baio about the dog hitman?
We put the Scott Baios in the movie now.
Sure,
Jason Statham.
He plays
Scott
the
Baio.
Sheriff. I'll catch you, Statham.
Well, I mean, you guys are talking about dog hitman, and I lost the ad.
Oh.
Oh, here, how to stop your dog from barking. See, it's weird. Like, you go on these weird, you know, like, you look for different topics and stuff like that.
You know what you should do? I just had a great idea. Whatever the trick is, apply it to your snoring problem. It's probably the
same. The dog clipple?
Like, well, see if there's something else. There might be a new method where they just, you know.
Yeah, I'm looking to see what this is.
They make the dog sleep on its belly or something.
Yeah.
Maybe it's all about your angles.
Well, we already had a character that was a dog whisperer of kind.
Oh, this thing's called the Pet Gentle. Look at this thing.
Looks like a laser?
Looks like a remote.
Like a stun gun?
Yeah, it looks like a remote.
Just stun gun the dog if it barks too much. That's all.
There's an app on your phone that makes your dog whack out and go flippy. That'll be the next thing. You can just download that app. It'll be all in the cloud.
Have you seen this new app that makes you look old? Everyone's doing it?
Everybody's doing it.
I did it.
Did you?
Yeah, do you know who I look like?
Who do you look like?
Bob Barker.
Really?
Yeah, almost identical.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
I'll take Barker all day.
All I need is that really skinny microphone.
Yes.
What is now? How do you do this old thing?
Well, it's just an app,
and then you just
it's a web app. It went viral, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because like Dwayne Wade did it or somebody.
Yeah, some celebrity, and then all of a sudden it can. And it's a artificial intelligence application that uses biogenetic facial stuff recognition.
Okay. Okay.
Biogenetic facial recognition.
Okay.
Something like that. And it takes your picture.
Okay. It makes you look old. It makes you look like you're 80.
Right. Yeah, everyone's doing it. I'm seeing it all over the book.
And
it,
there's a picture actually of a bald guy there, and it says you can. It's called the hitman look. You can have that look.
Oh,
that's no joke. Maybe that's why I was hitman.
Yeah, you were
in
hitman mode. Yeah.
You can look young. You can look like you give yourself bangs or glasses. Everybody, you know, this thing is revolutionary.
Maybe we should take a picture of Bill and give him a nice head of hair.
We should. Maybe at the break we'll take a picture of Bill and we can post
apply
that.
Apply the app.
Apply the app with the army. Now, then I read something that Russians developed this app.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
So what are they getting from me?
They're getting all your face. When you give them access to downloading this app, you give them access to all the photos in your phone, right? And they just get to dive in and own those photos, much like how Facebook does, right?
Yeah.
And they're just going to use the speculation is that you're giving away your virtual identity to them by participating in the app. Nobody cares. Everybody's doing it, right?
Sure.
Yeah. My question is, what are they going to take from me? Nothing.
Your photos and sell them.
Just go ahead.
Right.
What are they going to sell? A picture of my kid playing T-ball?
They're going to sell 455 photos to Marlboro.
My kid's going to be in a Russian cigarette ad?
Right.
With an LA Dodgers uniform on? Sitting in a T-ball dugout? Smoked Marlboro Russian cigarette.
You could be going through a foreign country and see that someday and go, hey, wait a second, is that me on a billboard?
Is that a picture from my Instagram?
I'm a star here? Well, your virtual identity is a star.
So you're missing out on Russian royalties. Big deal.
Anyway. Yeah. You took a picture of, what'd you say you look like, Barker?
Yeah.
I did it. Before, and then I read the story on the Russians afterwards, and I went, oh, no.
Yeah.
What did I do? What have I done?
It's too late. Well, if the cat's out of the bag,
in the picture, do you smile? Is the missing bicuspid? I mean, is that part of it? Like, can you throw that into the mix? And
you can actually take a picture with your mouth closed and apply a smile. It just makes one for you.
I took mine. Mine is I don't know who I look like. I didn't like it.
No,
I was like, oh,
yeah. And there's probably a lot of disappointment out there with people when they do it.
Sure.
App disappointment.
Yeah, app.
I saw one of Taylor Swift looking old. I was like, I don't know.
You know who
you're looking at people, you're like, what are they? Are they attractive when they're older? Are they
you know
still,
who I did a picture of?
Who'd you do a picture of?
Our good friend, Michael Jeffrey Jagger.
You did? Oh, nice.
He looked about 110. It's great.
Wouldn't it be great if Jagger did do one and it said, like, Stones Tour, you know?
2050.
Great t-shirt.
Yeah, it would be.
It is a great t-shirt.
I think we're on
Rolling
something.
Stones 2050, a picture of Jagger, like, 140 years old.
That's what they said in 1989.
Picture of Keith Richards.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know what he
probably
looks...
break the thing. Break the app. Can't process. Cannot process image.
Of Keith Richards.
Yeah.
Too old.
Well, I've seen this thing everywhere. I haven't done it. You weren't happy with yours.
My wife goes, oh, you look like George Bush. I said, no, I don't.
George Bush?
George Bush. Who, W? Or H?
Or I think it was H she meant. I'm going to take one of myself right now, and you guys can get your opinion, and we'll post it after the show on the website. All right, I'm going to do
get
a picture.
Get the microphone out of your face.
I'm trying to move the mic. Here we go.
Yeah, this is all the hype. Well, okay. You can put it on Facebook for all the, you know, the
should
podcast
we all do
listeners.
One, Pat?
Well, here we go.
I don't know. Oh, now it's like,
now I go to.
This isn't really for the visual, for the hearing. So I mean,
it's anticipation for the picture later.
I guess.
Bill.
Okay.
She goes, you look like a bizarre George Bush.
You do look a little bit like W.
This is what you do, Pat. Listen, you hit apply, right? And then you do it again.
Oh, and it makes you even older?
It makes you even older.
That's terrifying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Until all of a sudden you're at the end of, you know,
Indiana
Jones and the Last Crusade, where the Nazi goes, argh!
So there's people just sitting at home doing this all day long.
Oh, I think,
I mean, whoever got this app is like, you know, wow, are they happy? Or like whoever developed it, you know, I mean, I think like they've had like,
can I have a bowl of soup, please? That's what that photo looks like. When's my soup gonna come?
Is he called the soup
waiting
app?
For my soup?
Is he called the app waiting for soup? Waiting for the soup.
Save that. We have
Why
to post that.
Why do old people like soup so much? Because
it's easy on the teeth.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you don't.
I was at a fire the other day. It's like 90 degrees out. People over 60 are like, "What's the soup?" I was like, "The soup."
Cream
it's
of salary?
95 degrees outside. They're like, "You got any? Like, can you bring me
You got any soup with ham in it?
Split pea? Can I have it piping hot?
Yeah,
like, as
oh, yeah.
hot as it can be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They got to keep the bones warm.
I guess so, yeah.
Well, McCann's Irish oatmeal is good that way as well.
It's good hot
piping
or cold.
Hot. But yeah. That is a weird thing that, like, as you get older, people want soup in the summer. Like, yeah. I don't think guys in Africa are like, where's the hot broth?
No.
You know? Or
absolutely
maybe they
not.
Are. I
maybe
don't know.
Maybe they are.
Well, I'll tell you what people do like in the summer is an ice-cold beer every now and then.
Oh!
Right? Yeah.
Some
and,
people.
And there was a story in the news about this kid in Utah. Who he did a nice little twist on his lemonade and his like it was like a lemonade stand.
Okay.
But he wrote ice cold beer,
mm-hmm.
and there were some phone calls made about this because like there's people driving by, and you know they're like this kid what you know he ain't old enough to be selling beer.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's like, well, in the article I think it says he's 9 years old, and it turns out it's a root beer stand.
Smart kid.
Yeah. So the cops get there and they were like, no way. They loved it.
Did he write root like in tiny pencil, like above beer?
It's right here. It says police in Utah say they received multiple calls about a young boy selling ice cold beer at the side of a road, but officers arrived to discover the truth was in the fine print. The Brigham City Police Department said officers investigated multiple reports of a young boy selling beverages at the side of the road with a sign reading cold beer, ice cold beer. The department said officers arrived on the scene and discovered the boy's sign had the word root in small print
yeah.
over the beer. And he was selling root
covering
beer.
Covering his tracks.
Yep.
His marketing strategy has resulted in several calls to the BCPD, but apparently it's paid off as business has been good, the department said. So, not bad, young man.
His father's probably a lawyer.
Why do you think so?
Like, make sure you put root in there real small so you don't get sued or in trouble.
I think this
All right, Jenny.
This kid's just the next... David Ogilvy or Leo Burnett.
And then obviously, you know, I look at all the weird stories and then, you know, long wait for pizza leads to a Virginia couple winning $1 million lottery jackpot.
Oh, Billy's nightmare.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You told
they
me.
They found the garbage ticket?
My pick four numbers came in on Sunday.
Yep.
And I didn't play them.
That's unbelievable.
It's like one of my phobias.
I woke up Monday morning. And I was at the gas station. And I was like, oh, you know, I should probably get a lottery ticket or something for the day. And I was like, oh, I wonder what the, you know, I didn't play pick four last night. And I was like, pull up the result. And I went, no. Because I usually always play.
What's the number combo you play?
I play 1-8-1-5.
Okay.
It's my birthday and Mary's birthday.
Sure.
Days of the month.
Yep.
And I usually play it in a straight box, $10.
Oh.
Ooh.
Big time.
Daily?
Every now and then, yeah.
Okay.
A lot.
Well, not this day.
Not
daily,
this day.
Every now and then?
In 3 days a week, maybe.
Okay, fine.
Like it's expensive.
TV shows daily every now and then.
But, yeah, it hits. 25 G's it would have paid off.
Oh. Oh.
After taxes, about 16 and a half grand.
You could have bought yourself a beautiful head of hair.
Doesn't
nah,
need it.
We already know this. $58,000 for the full head of hair from Dr. Katona.
Get half your head done.
Bill, you got that nice tan going. You look, I mean, you're looking very attractive tonight. In
oh, thank
Army
you.
Shirt.
Very yeah. Bruce Willis.
You're very Willis tonight.
Okay, I'll take it. But yeah, that was, you know, I see these lottery stories and I'm just like, and then, you know, it almost happened. So,
but it
once again, the Illinois Lottery will be sending you an invoice. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Hashtag Illinois Lotto.
Oh, yeah.
Bill's numbers didn't come in.
Oh.
No. Hashtag Billy's numbers
no,
didn't.
No, Billy didn't come in.
Billy didn't come in.
But, you know, then people, then, you know, I said to a guy at the store, I went, my numbers came in and I didn't play it.
You know, you can be a subscriber.
He goes, but if you played it, it probably wouldn't have come in. And I was
See,
like,
that's
you
a
know, okay.
Very good
I
way. No, that's a good way to look at it. You know? It's a very zen way to look at
it. The glass is half full, Bill.
You know?
Yeah.
Keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Sure.
Keep writing movies about dog bounty hunters. Or hitmen. Dog bounty hunters. There is a dog bounty hunter.
That's dog the.
Dog, the bounty hunter. Right. He recently lost his wife.
If he did. Condolences.
To the dog, yeah. Beth Chapman passed away.
Yep.
God rest her lovely soul.
That's correct.
Yep. I wonder if they had any... Dog, what kind of dogs do you have?
Oh, they had dogs. Dog had dogs.
Dog had dogs. Oh, they had dogs.
I got kind of an exciting thing happening.
Oh, yeah?
You want to hear about it?
Sure.
Okay. So, my son, Brendan, has been chosen to be a bat boy. Listen. The Chicago Cubs.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
This is a conflict of interest.
Yes, how, it is.
It's a long story, but this is happening, okay? August 3rd.
You got to let him do it.
He's absolutely doing it. There's no question he's doing it. He gets to hang out like in the locker room and all that, meet the players, blah, blah, blah.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So I'll have to perform my day for one day, put aside.
Your differences with the Cubs?
Yes.
So your kid.
You should, though, like if you take
you know what
him
I'm going
to
do?
You should wear a Sox hat.
No, I can't. I got to wear a Cubs hat. It's like.
Oh, really?
It's required.
Okay.
You don't have to wear a Cubs hat. You can just go hatless.
This is America. I can do whatever I want, but I'm not going to cause a scene in front of a 5-year-old.
Sure.
I'm not wearing it. Yeah. I brought my own hat. I'm a Sox fan.
Yeah.
And my kid's crying. Please.
Yeah.
No, I'm just going to suck it up.
Sure.
But you know what I am going to do?
Hmm.
I'm going to wear white socks.
Just white socks?
No. Socks that say White Sox on them.
Oh, I see. Mix
like
it up.
Like baseball socks.
Mix it up.
Yeah. But what if I get caught? Like, this guy's wearing White Sox socks.
No, they won't, though.
Throw them out of here.
They'll love you. Even if you wore the White Sox hat, you go, hey, this is a beautiful thing. You know, my kid's a big baseball fan. They'd probably get a kick out of it.
That's the thing,
It'd be a big media story. You could cross-market the Hooli's Hooli radio show. This is an opportunity.
Right. So, yeah, that's the thing. The perspective I'm looking at it, I'm a fan of my son, and I'm a fan of baseball.
When is this going to happen?
August 3rd.
Cool.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time.
So, like, you bring the whole family?
No, my wife, and her mother,
okay,
and Brendan get to go on the experience before the game.
Cool.
Then we get tickets to the game.
Okay.
And that's it.
How did Brendan land this?
It was actually through, he gets treatment at Advocate Hospital.
Okay.
Or a genetic disorder that he has.
But okay. Oh, yeah.
Actually, quite a minor thing. But,
okay.
And so, through Advocate Hospital, it's...
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
The Cubs
I think he's one of a few kids that are doing this. I don't think it's all the pressures on him. I don't think he'll actually hand a bat to anybody.
Well, I think that's pretty cool that the Cubs do that for kids. Like, you know,
I'm going
to
try and strike out somebody while I'm there.
You know what you should do afterwards?
What?
Go to see...
Take the whole team?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys. Hey, Rizzo, you want to go down to...
You want to go to Murray and see Mary and Bernard at Bernard Callahan's Irish Pub at 10618 Southwestern?
Come on.
It's the perfect Southside Irish bar. There's always something going on there. It's going to be a party.
You can take the Red Line, right?
You can. It's in the Beverly.
We'll get down there.
You know? Now we're going to the Southside. Say hello to everybody.
No, I hung out with you guys here. Now you guys come with me down here.
And we go to Barney Callahan's.
Right.
Right.
Forget about life for a while.
Hey, we'll go say Mary and Bernard or Bernard Callahan's. Forget about life for a little while. Come on. It's at 10618 Southwestern. It's the perfect Southside Irish bar.
Aye.
The Hooli's Hooli will take a quick break, and we'll be back after these messages.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did. When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation, family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRocque, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Oh! Yeah. Ooh. Welcome back. That's Baja Men doing Who Let the Dogs Out.
Classic song from our childhood.
Right. Wow. The theme of the episode has been dogs. Bill, you're wiping tears from your face.
I'm laughing so hard. Too much, man.
We did the old app, the face app, while we were here.
I recommend it for everybody. It's a good laugh.
I can't wait to post some of these pictures with this episode.
Oh yeah,
because it's been a gas, hasn't it, Bill?
Yes, it has.
Clay, you took one. You're like, I look like Bob Barker a little bit.
Yeah,
I took. I don't know who I look like really.
Just creepy old man, basically.
George Bush Jr. Yeah. A little bit.
Sure.
I look like George Bush Jr. who had like a harder life. You know? Like,
right.
Yeah, I did not. I was never president. You know? I like the fact that I still have the hat on backwards in the photo.
Oh, yeah. Post them all. Billy, what's going on in the sports scene?
The Sox stink.
Yeah. Well, why?
They got no back end of the rotation. They're just not. They're young still. I mean, it's.
How many times are you gonna make excuses?
Well, they got money at the end of this year. They can go out and get some starters, spend some money, which I think they probably will. You know, the new kid Cease is coming up. I think he started last night or the night before and got shelled.
Yeah.
So.
They need big names, man.
Nah, that's baseball. I mean, this is another growing pain for these kids. They're playing a lot better baseball, and I thought the Cubs, you know, same thing with those guys. You know, they just made a trade. They traded Mike Montgomery, and
yeah,
they're bringing in this catcher from Kansas City who's not bad, not a bad player. While Contreras is going on the DL. So the Cubs are, you know, they're making the moves they need to make to stay in the playoff race, and I think they'll be around all the way till the end.
They got to get hot, though.
The Cubs got to get, like hot for, like, 2 weeks. To really help him out. Otherwise, it's going to be a grind all the way there. And I think everybody seems to think that that's what's probably going to happen. I think Joe Maddon even said that at the beginning of the year. Like, you can look at the league and, you know, kind of look at the talent in your division and know, like, all right, this is going to be a grind this year.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to have a word with Maddon about it when I see him.
You think the Cubs are going to bring Joe Maddon back if they don't do it this year again?
No. I think this is probably his last year.
Wow.
Win or lose, I think, actually. It's just me. It's just me speculating, but I think that they don't want to pay him the money, and they think they could probably get a little bit younger. And they're still young. They're still really young.
Who would they get? Girardi.
That's a possibility. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know who they would go get.
Then the White Sox get Joe Maddon.
That could be that.
That would
be
nice.
People said you could see that too. You know, who knows? I don't know. Baseball. You know, it's all about the dollars. You know. These guys want to get paid, and you know, Joe Maddon's probably going to be a Hall of Fame manager, and there's a reason why. So,
good.
Yeah, that's sports. Oh, Blackhawks, you know, they got Shaw back.
Yep.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
They're making some moves. I think that they could be a their defense has gotten a lot better. They signed a goaltender as well. Could, you know, that's the end of Corey Crawford, I think. So yeah, they're probably going to be. I hope they can make the playoffs this year too. And then they got Bears.
And then you got
the Bears coming up, baby.
I can't talk football.
I can't talk about the Bulls because it's just too much.
Football, I see football. People talking about football on TV. I'm like, how can you talk about football?
I'm seeing the
right
kids
now
out there and already, and they're like their summer camp.
Yeah.
I think that'll shut down.
How horrible was that? Remember that?
Ugh.
Pads in the summer?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Maddox just went to a summer camp, NFL-sponsored summer camp.
Oh, nice.
He had a blast. And I wish I had done that kind of stuff when I was around his age. I did all basketball. I didn't get into football until I was in like seventh grade.
Yeah, me
sixth
too.
Or seventh grade.
My daughter just went to camp. We dropped her off this week, Monday.
Oh, wow.
Well, we didn't drop her off. She took the bus this year. It was kind of a fun experience.
Yeah, that's very campy.
Real campy.
You were able to speak to her on the phone when she got there?
None of that. You know, it's just like, bye, Charlotte. Have a great, you know, see ya. She goes for a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So. That was, you know, part of me. Now it's just me and my wife and Mikey.
You wrestle.
I think, yeah, right. That's why he's like, I want to wrestle. There's nothing to do, man. Charlotte's gone. I'm bored, you know.
Come to my house. You can wrestle my kids. We'll have a big wrestle party.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. You want to go to Clay's house for a wrestle party, Mikey? With Brendan?
Make flyers. Wrestle party.
Yeah.
Put them all over the neighborhood.
Hey, you know, you don't have to send your kid to camp this summer. They got wrestle parties over at O'Brien's house. Mm-hmm. Actually, if you put a ring in your backyard and just wrestle camp,
be great.
Where just kids just wrestle. That's all they did. And there's no real formal coaching. It's just go at it. Get in that ring. Start wrestling.
That's how I would solve crime in Chicago.
Right. Yeah, we're going to put.
You put a boxing ring at like Grant Park.
downtown in the Loop today.
And the gang members who have beef with each other, put down your weapons, get in the ring, beat the crap out of each other, and squash it. That's it. One by one.
Empower the community in some way.
Absolutely. You might be good at it. You might be an Olympian. You never know.
Absolutely. Anyway, I was getting that Pickle Joyce, who Mike Joyce in the Celtic Boxing
Club. And then
we'll
have him pick up garbage afterwards.
Yeah. You guys are going to fight at the Daily Center. Put the gloves on. Then we take you out. We give you some smart rats to go pick up garbage for a little while, okay?
A couple hours.
Sure. Thanks for fighting. We made a lot
of money. Put some ice on that lump on your bed.
This was cool. I went today. I was walking in the Loop, and I came by the Daily Center, and there was a ring outside.
Oh,
and two young kids, you know,
doing exactly what I said.
CYO, you know, Chicago Youth Organization, you know, with the city.
Ooh, hot day.
Boxing, and various trainers from all over different parks at the Chicago, you know, Park District brought their kids over there, and those kids had, like, you know, amateur bouts in front of everybody. It was awesome.
That's great.
And then I ran into Johnny Bellino. Shout out to Johnny Bellino, who's an old boxing promoter here in Chicago. He's got a little TV show that he does on cable access in Chicago, Channel 20. It covers the boxing scene here in Chicago.
Nice. I think the Golden Gloves are coming up.
They might be.
I think they're in August.
I got to look into it. We'll have to ask Mike Joyce. But it was cool to walk down. People in the city loved it. It was packed. You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everyone's like, cool, and cheering, and, you know. And it was cool that, you know, it was like, give the kids a round of applause. The kids weren't, you know, beating the hell out of each other or anything like that.
You know what?
They were having a very technical bout. It was cool to watch. It was really fun.
Maybe Bieber and Cruz should fight at Daily Center.
That's his thought.
Outside.
Maybe we could, while we're at it, we'll just have Chicago political figures, you know.
Yeah.
Throwing on the gloves.
Alderman Burke.
Yep. I don't know. I don't think he'd like to get in the
ring. He's got an emerald green velvet cape that he wears. He's like, when he walks to the ring.
Sure.
Like, wouldn't that be great if we just turned Chicago City Pollocks into the WWF and had a ring out at the Daily Plaza?
He's got like old-timey boxing equipment.
Alderman Burke does?
Yeah.
Alderman Burke?
Like old leather boots that lace up all the way to his knee. Mm-hmm. He's got that weird, like, Irish stance, you know?
He's got Brian Dennehy's singlet on from Gladiator.
Exactly. He's weird. Brian Dennehy's in his corner.
We've talked about
the head, hardest part of the body.
Dennehy's rubbing his shoulders. That's on the cover of the Tribune. Fight night.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, man.
Track Winkle versus Burke. Battle Royale.
What kind of get up does Preckwinkle wear to the ring?
Like a cap and gown, like a graduation.
Yeah. <she's>
like the genius from the W. Lanny Poffo?
Lanny Poffo, I mean, from River Grove, Illinois.
Yeah. Yes, he was Randy, Downers Grove. He was Randy Poffo's brother.
Yeah, Randy Poffo for those neophytes out there.
Who's the macho man? Randall Savage, Randy.
Ooh, yeah. Randy Savage was from River Grove, too?
Yeah, he was Downers Grove.
That's unbelievable. Okay. He's got to be the most famous person ever to come out of Downers.
Most famous? No. What's her name from Wild Things?
Nev Campbell?
Denise Richards, married to Charles Sheen at one time.
She wasn't from Downers. She's from Southside.
She's from Downers.
No, she's from, like, Oak Forest. Because our friend Steve, his brother, knew her or something.
She lived there briefly, but was mostly raised in Downers.
Let's get her
Grove.
On the horn.
Yeah.
Denise Richards.
Denise Richards, can we speak to you, please?
Are you from Downers?
Hey, you from Downers? You like dogs?
Yeah.
She would think you mean hot dogs.
Did you hear
the
story about Chance the Snapper?
Bill, I think today was National Hot Dog Day.
It was.
Did you have one?
I did not.
What'd you have instead?
I had Big Macs? No. I had some fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah.
Classy.
Denise Richards, born February 17th, 1971, Downers Grove, Illinois.
I'll fight you. I want to fight you.
You
now.
Think that she's more
spouse,
famous?
Spouse Charles Sheen, married in 02, divorced 06, and then Aaron Fipers. Oh, she was married to Fipers.
Fipes, what's up, bro?
Married now to Fipers. Three kids.
Three kids with Fiper.
Three kids with Fiper. Denise Richards, everybody.
Yeah.
I think Savage,
Macho Man's more
popular.
Yeah,
Savage
than
is
her.
Way more famous than Richards.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Anyways, we were getting to the point where Mayor Lightfoot dresses as a like a valedictorian of
a valedictorian.
A valedictorian.
A valedictorian. Valedictorian, sorry. Excuse me.
No, not Lightfoot, Preckwinkle.
Oh, Preckwinkle. Oh, Preckwinkle's fighting Burke?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, okay. Lightfoot would be dressed as, like, I don't
or
know.
Or Preckwinkle and, like, are there tag team matches involved?
Yeah, sure. Okay. What's Rom dressed as?
A ballerina.
Of course. Hey, he's got a tutu on.
Of course. Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then after the fights, go see everybody at the Twisted Shamrock.
Oh, yeah. Pub, sure. You
know? That's in the Midway neighborhood.
Sure.
It's at 6462 South Central Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. Say hello to Mike and Dawn. Tell them that you listen to the show. And they'll take care of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've come to the end.
Wow. Yes.
If you've enjoyed the last hour of the program, you can find it at Hooli's Hooli in iTunes. Hooli Hooli Show.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Or you can go to hibernianradio.org and find it there.
Do both.
Do both. The hibernianradio.org has all the archives.
Everything.
Show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Delicious.
Mike Haggerty Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oak Lawn, Illinois.
Yep. Go get a car.
Go get a car. Go get one. Yeah. And Carol Ann Gallagher.
Yes.
Personal injury attorney at law.
We love her.
Go see her. Until next week. Bye.
Bye.